my own son, he lets his children watch some cartoons. And the other day, he came to me and said, Dad, I guess I'm letting Preston watch too many cartoons. I said, what happened? He said, Preston, he's only three. He's four, but he's three and a half then. He said, Preston crawled up on the kitchen cabinet, got a real sharp knife, and jumped off the cabinet, straddled the back of the dog, and stabbed the dog twice in the back with a knife. Where do you think he learned that? On television. Sure. He didn't see nobody else around this place do nothing like that. You know, but you can see it on television, can't you, Casey? Yep. I mean, you on those cartoons, what do? All kinds of stupid things. Once in a while, I'll be somewhere at somebody's home, and they'll have those things on. I think, good grief, to think they're feeding that into their children's lives? And then you wonder why your kids do this. So I think that got through to my son. Verse 28 and 29. And the Lord rooted him out of the land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation and cast him into another land as it is this day. The secret things which belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now then, if you and I walk in obedience to His word today, He's not going to do these things to us. But if we walk in disobedience, they will. He will. Now, 2 Samuel 12, let's get 9 through 18. There's 9 verses there in 2 Samuel 12, chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. And I want you to see, wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in His sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword, and has taken his wife to be thy wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now, many of you probably have read this story about when David sinned with Bathsheba. Now, here's the deal. David is standing up on top of the castle. He should have been at battle with his men, but he's not. He's at home. Now, then he's standing up on top of the castle, looking down outside, and there is a shower in another place in a little woman's home, and they don't have a roof on it, and here's this beautiful woman down there taking a shower. Of course, most women take a shower when they're naked. You know, so he's looking up on this. Now, David's only got about a dozen beautiful wives. If he wanted to have sex with one of them, he got at least a dozen beautiful wives. He can have any one of them he wants to, because who gave him those women? God did. See, now that's something that's really amazing, isn't it? God gave him all those beautiful wives. He gonna have just one. He got a house full of them. And it's legal for him to bear children and have sex with any of those girls he wants to. But this one down there is not his wife. That's somebody else's wife. And so I can just see the devil now say, oh, look at her, David. Isn't she prettier than anyone you got? She probably wasn't. But said, wouldn't you like to have her? He said, yes, I would. And so he sent and told her to come to his bedroom. And, of course, he's the king. And so she came. She's a married woman. But she obeys the king. And, of course, we know what happened, don't we? There was a bad scene. And we're going to read about this in a minute. Let's go on down here. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house. Now, this is a curse God speaking upon him because of his sin. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Now then, next verse. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of your own house. Now, who's going to raise up that evil? God would never do that, would he? If you read the book, he will, won't he? You think God's a little upset with his son? I think he's a little upset with his son. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and I will give them unto your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in sight of the sun. These women don't have a chance, do they? These women are going to be raped, They're going to have sex with other men, with David's neighbors, right out in the sunlight on the rooftops and on the street corner for everybody to see his wives having sex with other people. Why? Because of his sin. I don't think it was worth it. Do you?
No.
I don't think it's worth it. And who's to say he's going to do all this? Said God's going to do all this. Why is God going to do that? Because of David's sin. Isn't that amazing? So we by the time we get through this little session here, we're going to understand why some things happen to us. You know, when a man goes out and he's married to a woman, and he goes out and has sex, he's out of town on a business trip. Nobody knows. Like one night I was out of town on a business trip. I went up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I was going to had a project, building project going up on that night. And of course, since I worked at that time for the Marriott Corporation building buildings for them, I stayed in the Marriott hotels. And so I won this big, beautiful Marriott that was laid out all over the countryside up there 35, 40 years ago. You know, I checked in and drove my vehicle around the back, and I get out, and here I'm a young man, you know, at that time, and probably 30-something years old, and I'm walking back there, and here's this beautiful young woman standing on the sidewalk as I'm walking, fixing to go into my room. I mean, she was dressed beautiful. I mean, she was a real knockout. And she said, "Sir, what room are you staying in?" I looked at her and I said, "I don't see your Marriott sign. Do you work for Marriott?" She says, "No." I said, "Then what do you want to know what room I'm in?" "Oh," she said, "I thought you might like a little entertainment after you get settled in." I said, "Ma'am, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" "Oh, you're one of them kind." And she turned and walked off. And as she's walking off, I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm one of those kind." But now then, what if I had have not been one of those kind? What if I'd have said, "Sure, I'm in room 115. I'd love to have some company." How many men do you think do that when they're on a business trip? Far too many. You know what happens when you do that? And you go in there and take that girl in there and go to bed with her, and you're married and you got a wife at home. Who is in there with you when you sin? The God, the King of Kings. He's in there with you, isn't he, brother? You can't hide from him, can you? No, he knows everything. So then you wonder why all of a sudden one of your kids are sick. Then you find out he's got cancer. Or you find out your wife is sick. Or you find out all of a sudden that your wife, the next month or so, you find out your wife running around with another man. What? Who was it that started this nonsense? You. "No, my wife just did this." No, it would have never happened. Your child would never have had that cancer. Your wife would never run around with another man if you hadn't have done the stupid thing you done first. Hey, God holds David accountable. And because of David did what he did with Bathsheba, what did he speak this curse upon him? What's his wives going to have to suffer? Isn't that awful? That his wives are going to be raped. The neighbors are going to take his wives, have sex with them in the sun. In other words, on the rooftops, in the street corners. And they're just going to be attacked from all. And it's going to be done because God's upset with David. Who's in control on this earth? God is. You want to be blessed on this earth? You've got to obey the Word of God. When you obey the Word of God, what will God do for you? He will bless your socks off and then bless them back on again. You know, he is really good when you obey him. Okay, now then, we are at, let's go on down. "For thou did it secretly, but I, God, will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." So God's going to hide anything? No, absolutely not. Okay, verse 13. "And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord." Well, it's about time he figured this out, isn't it? "And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." In other words, if God didn't put away his sin, what's David going to do? He's going to die. That's absolutely right. He's going to die. Then verse 14. "Howbeit, because of this deed, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme." Who do you think the enemies of the Lord are? Yeah, the devil and his demons. These are the enemies of God, And because David has opened the door to sin, he's given the devil, I can just see the devil now. Oh, God, look at your stupid little son, David. Look what he did down there. I'm sure that the devil, if you or me were to sin, he's going to make sure that God knows about it. Don't you? Can you imagine that? That'd be just like a little sister or a little brother. You do something wrong. Now, I'm going to do this. Don't you tell Mama. Don't worry. I won't tell Mama. As soon as you do it, she'll, Mama, look what Tony done. Y'all know where I'm coming from? We've all done that. I promise I won't tell Mama. Go ahead and do it. The minute you do it, what do? Scream at Mama, right? Get you in trouble. Sure. That's exactly the way the devil works. And that's what we need to know. We need to learn this. But look what this says. Because of this deed, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Did the child have anything to do with it? No. Isn't it sad? That little innocent children have to be tormented and die because of a sin of a daddy. Verse 15. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child. Who struck the child?
The Lord.
Wow. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. Somebody says, God would never put sickness and disease upon me or my baby. Well, you ain't read this book very close, have we? I mean, that's why when I teach these kind of things, I got to have the Word of God to back me up. Because there's a lot of people, if I were to just quote these things, they said, this guy's an idiot. You know, that's kind of like one day when Terry, she had learned the things that I'd taught, and a friend of hers called and said, Terry, I'm having trouble something like with my husband or something. And she said, well, you know, let me give you a tape or a CD that you need to listen to. And she gave her one of my teachings on wives and husbands. Well, a little later, this woman called Terry back. She said, I could hold the phone out to hear. I didn't need it up close to my head. Is that what you said, Terry? This girl said, Terry, this pastor, this guy's an idiot. He says I have to obey my husband. He said, children obey parents, not wives obey husbands. And she said, well, maybe you ought to read the verses he quotes to see if he's telling the truth. Because, see, she ain't ever heard this.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.